Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
Fresh from performing at Britain's prestigious Live at the Apollo and recording a Netflix special in Montreal, Canada, two-time Emmy-nominated South African comedian Luis Ogola returns from traveling the world to bring his latest comedy offering, Unlearning, to Suncoast's brand new swanky venue, The Globe, in Durban. And this is on the 15th of December. What'd I get wrong?
None.
All right, so let's ask you a couple of questions. You're obviously doing The Globe on the 15th of December. In your heart, what's bigger for you, your two Emmy nominations or your Netflix special?
I think my Netflix is bigger because I care about stand-up more than I care about anything else.
Yeah. Plus, Netflix is now in the running for an Oscar.
Uh-huh. So, and a lot of like big directors, I know Scorsese and like Oliver Stone were totally against that. They're like, no, it's going to go to cinema. I'm like, man, you're 70. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
Like, they're the biggest distributor of content in the world. So
yeah.
At some point, you got to acknowledge.
Yeah, they're real now, hey?
Yeah.
And you have a Netflix special.
Yeah, man.
So you, does that mean you've arrived? Or have you, did you already arrive?
It kind of means I've arrived.
how does one get a Netflix special? Like, do you apply?
No, you just have to be good at stand-up. My manager just got a call and saying, we're looking for global acts to do this thing. And then the people fly and see. So you'll be playing in a small club and they'll come watch you. Because I do festivals, so they'll watch you several times. And then they'll go, oh, okay, cool, let's get that guy. Right?
It's weird, though, because like, we have like comics.
Totally.
And the people have their favorite comics.
Totally.
So, who's your favorite now?
My favorite.
Like now?
Like right now?
Yeah.
I watched this show on Netflix called The Degenerates, and there's a guy called Big J. Okerson, who I know. I know him as a New York actor. He does 30 minutes of the funniest material I've seen in like years.
Mm. I was watching cricket the other day, Australia, South Africa, and one of the commentators said, describing Durban. You know how when they start talking between intervals and stuff?
Yes.
They're describing Durban, and they said, Durban is a poor Brisbane. Now, I also saw that
I've never been to Brisbane.
No, but listen, I know that you have a gig. Are you a correspondent for like an Australian news show?
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you didn't tell them that, my man.
I did talk about Durban and the Commonwealth in an Australian show, but I didn't like diss Durban. I just said it's not a big deal that Durban's not hosting the Commonwealth. It's not like we don't care. We've hosted World Cups.
And
we don't really, like, South Africa's not like, oh, we need to host things. They're like, no, we've hosted the biggest things in the world. We've hosted rugby, cricket, football. Actually, we're the only country to ever host that.
Are you doing material on our new president yet?
No, I mean,
do you like him?
I'm indifferent.
Did you do Trump material?
I have Trump material on the Netflix stuff, but I don't have it on my current show. I touch on it, but it's not like substantial.
Do you find that, because you would think that this is one of the most absurd human beings
it's
ever.
It's the craziest thing ever.
And yet, so many defenders get upset when you do comedy about it.
Dude, I was in New York the day Trump went. They have like 10 screens, and people just gather there, and the results come in from all the various places from the different networks. And then the results are coming in, Trump is winning, and everyone just, the room just changed. Trump wins and everyone starts crying.
No.
I swear to God.
You are a Comics Choice Award winner.
Twice.
Yeah, two-time winner.
Three times, actually.
Three-time winner.
Yeah.
Carvin Goldstone was just a two-time winner now.
Comic of the Year.
Yeah. And he's our boy. He's proper.
Yeah. I was with him in Melbourne in April.
So I want to ask, he asked for the awards to be audited.
I see what I'm saying. I don't get involved. I just do my shit and keep moving. I don't have beef because whether the awards exist or don't exist, I'm fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So it's neither here or there for me. I'm not trying to be like a dropping gems or whatever you think. But people take everything personally. So whether someone says congratulations, it's not personal.
Yeah.
It's never personal.
Yeah.
It's how the person feels about you at that particular time. Yeah. So if you get a Grammy, thanks for the Grammy, but I'm not taking this personally because I know that you're only giving me this thing because I am agreeing with the narrative of whoever's judging this thing. So if I ever change my ideology on this issue, you guys will abandon me because we are in disagreement. So it's never personal. So look at Kanye West. Yeah. Everyone loved Kanye until he said, I love Trump. Then I'm like, yeah, but it's still the same guy. All he's saying is that he loves Trump. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So people, the minute they're not in agreement with you, they're out of there.
He hates it when I do this, but he is a 2-time Emmy nominated, 3-times Comics Choice Award winner. You must go and get your tickets to one of South Africa's funniest and biggest comedians. He's in Durban at Suncoast, the Globe. I will have all the details for you up on our website, ecr.co.za. That's on the 15th of December. These are going to sell pretty quickly, and it is a gorgeous venue. And he is one of our national treasures. Luis Ogola, thanks, buddy.
Oh, wow. That's so kind of you.
But you know me. I'm kind.
Come watch, man.
Darren Ball, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.